assurances the country's banking system is safe. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. President Biden today discussing the collapse of two banks since Friday, saying federal regulators will ensure customers of those institutions will be protected.
Investors in the banks will not be protected. They knowingly took a risk, and when the risk didn't pay off, investors lose their money. That's how capitalism works.
Regulators closed California-based Silicon Valley Bank on Friday after it experienced a traditional bank run where depositors rushed to withdraw their funds all at once. Then New York-based Signature Bank also failed over the weekend. The Biden administration today approving an $8 billion oil project in northern Alaska. Approval of the so-called Willow Project is expected to include plans to block or prevent drilling in 16 million acres in Alaska and the Arctic Ocean. Critics say the drilling project will harm the environment. The supporters say it will provide jobs, tax income, and help the country become more energy independent. The Pentagon is requesting a record $842 billion in its budget request.
Defense Department Deputy Secretary Dr. Kathleen Hicks says the budget will address challenges and threats like China, Russia, Iran, North Korea, terrorist organizations, climate change, and biological threats.
Our goal is to deter, because competition does not mean conflict. Still, we must have the combat credibility to win if we must fight.
Many Republicans have called for cuts to federal spending, though some have been more open to keeping or increasing spending when it comes to defense.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz at the White House. A volatile day on Wall Street amid the two bank failures, but stock indexes ending the day mixed. The Dow down 90 points, the S&P falling 5, with the NASDAQ up 49. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
At least eight are dead after a boat crash off the California coast.
The crash of two migrant smuggling boats in shallow waters near San Diego marks one of the deadliest maritime human smuggling operations ever off U.S. shores. Officials say a Spanish-speaking woman on one of the boats called 911 on Saturday night to report the incident on Black's Beach, saying there were 15 people on the capsized boat and eight on hers. Coast Guard and San Diego Fire Rescue crews pulled the bodies of eight adults out of the water, then had to suspend the search due to fog. No additional bodies were found on Sunday. Some of the survivors may have escaped on land, including the 911 caller. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A major storm's expected to bring some of the heaviest snowfall of the season to the nation's northeast.
The system expected to intensify widespread rain, the potential for snow in some areas of especially New England. That coastal flooding, definitely something to be paying attention to and prepare for. Winds are absolutely going to be a big part of the story here, with those wind gusts, maybe 50, 60 miles per hour, potentially rattling the Big Apple tonight into tomorrow. And travel is really going to be a nightmare. LaGuardia Airport here, that's going to be one of the areas you really want to keep a close eye on, especially knowing all of that rain, potentially some of those several inches of snow, which could really start to accumulate tomorrow.
Fox Weather's Nicole Valdez. Last winter, most ski resorts at Lake Tahoe had to postpone their usual November openings because there wasn't enough snow. This season, several have been forced to close at times because there's been too much. A relentless winter storm has dumped more than 50 feet of snow on mountain resorts around the lake since December, the latest storm forcing several to shut down over the weekend. Locals say any disruptions are offset by the powdery snow conditions and able to ski through the end of May. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.